Let's get down to business, Rabbi Yisai.
Meirai v'Rabbi Yisai. We had a chance last week to dig deeply into the Tosfos and Beis Amud Beis, the first Dibur HaMaskil Eid, the two Tosfos in a row, the Dibur HaMaskil Eid. The first one, Dibur HaMaskil Eid HaRishon. I'm going to come back to that Tosfos and nosh more of the richness of this Tosfos. You had a chance to see a part of the Tosfos, now you want to fill it out. You'll remember, and we'll go inside, we'll dive inside in a moment, you'll remember the Gemara had raised Eid Achanan B'Yisurin, once again, as a first theory, a first potential explanation, ultimately to be rejected, but a first potential explanation for the mechanics of, the mechanism rather, of the Takana Drabanan. Mishnah Takana Drabanan of the Fanei Nechta Fanei Nechtam, the Shliach Laholacha is accomplishing something by he and he alone, one person saying the Fanei Nechta Fanei Nechtam. According to Rabba, what he's accomplishing is that he's confirming that in fact this get, despite the fact that it comes from Medina Sayam, that this get is Lishma. Frech the Gemara, Ibrazei, that the concern is Selei Lishma, Ibrazei was helped, was tutois and Eid Echad. He's only one person, so what's he accomplishing? And for the Gemara, Eid Echad and Bisur. So you'll remember that in thinking about Rashi, and we, if you read Rashi, Rashi gives example. If you read Rashi carefully, we notice, and it's even more explicit in Rashi and Chulin and Rashi and Yevamos, Rashi is not just giving examples to illustrate the concept of Eid Echad and Bisur, but he's giving Makoros, they're meant to be the source. At least some, if not all, of these examples are meant to be the source of Eid Echad Nem and Bisurin. Rashi mentioned Shechita, Rashi mentioned Afrash Trumas Samaisis, and Rashi mentioned Mikra Gid Vachela. In all those cases, I alone am sufficient to tell you the meat is kosher. I alone am sufficient to tell you that the grapefruits are kosher. I it's potentially this is the rice of Nevela, of Chalev, of Ginan Asha, or of Tevel. The answer is, Eid Echad Nem Bisur. Remember we had seen Tosfos had disagreed with Rashi. Tosfos had explained that they don't think Rashi's examples, particularly Shechita and Hafrashas Trumas and Maisers, they think Rashi's examples are no good. Not because you're not Neman in that case. Tosfos agrees with Rashi's psak. That a Jew is Neman to say this is Basar Shchuta. A Jew is Neman to say these fruits of mine, specifically these fruits of mine, are no longer Tevel, but not because of Eid Echad and Bisurin, but instead because of Eid Echad and Bisurin together with the Biyada. That we had developed last time, that just trying to understand what Tosfos' problem with Rashi was, is that as we developed last time Barichos, our various Achram have this, Rishon Shmaitz has it, Beis HaLevi has it, Chelel Beis Simon Lamed Zayin. The Stipler has some of this in the first piece in Kiyos Yaakov and Gittin, conveniently titled Eid Echad and Bisurin, Gittin Simon Alf. So everyone gives a piece of this. The footnotes, if you want to take a look, also the footnotes in the Masada Kuk Rishonim, the Rashba, Tosar Rashba, very, very rich as well, sort of weaving all of this together. But this is already in classical Achronim, that Rashi and Tosfos seem to be arguing, as we had shtel done last time, what's the nature of Biyado? Eid Echad is not Nemen against Chazaka, but Biyado he is. Tosfos thinks, Eid Echad with a Biyado, that's a different type of an Emas, that's different than Eid Echad. There's two types of Eid Echad, Tosfos thinks. There's regular Eid Echad, and there's super Eid Echad. Turbocharged Eid Echad when he has a Biyado. So it's true. So, nafka mina being, regular Eid Echad does not work against the Chazaka. Eid Echad with a Biyado, the one that has rips off his shirt and there's a big iron on his chest, the super Eid Echad, has a elevated through the biyado, so that is, he is Naman against the Chazaka. So how are you bringing a riot from type 2 to type 1? That's what Tosfos had asked, whereas Rashi apparently disagrees. Spoke about the Maharik, the Shav Shmaitza. Rashi thinks, no, it's all the same. Unlike Tosfos, who thinks that the Biyado elevates the Eid Echad to be a stronger type of thing, and therefore incomparable, Rashi seems to think that Biado just knocks away the Chazaka. Biado, for Rashi, just sets a pick against the Chazaka, just eliminates the Chazaka. Yes, there's a Chazaka. On the other hand, there's a Reyes against Chazaka. Yes, I know that yesterday was Aser. On the other hand, this guy himself could have changed it. So how much is the Chazaka worth already? Tosis thinks the Biado makes you stronger. Not only do I have what to say, but I could make it. So I'm like a shtickle bialim, as the Rashi said. I'm a shtickle bialim in the situation, so I'm more than a regular echad. And we had mentioned this, maybe it's like the Gemara in the last part of Kiddushin, that sometimes when you're centrally involved in a situation, you get added nemanus. Just like the chaya, the midwife, has more nemanus than you would expect in identifying this baby emerged from this mother. I delivered this baby from this mother. This baby is a child of this mother, not of any other woman. The chaya is nemanus. Even though one could have imagined that's davar shebe'erva, it should require two eidim, should require two male eidim, perhaps. No, but because she is the chaya, she is the midwife, so she has an added bialus of the situation, she has more nemanus than you would have expected. So that's what, perhaps the model for what Tosfos, the Rashi understanding. If you're biyodos, you already have a little bit more, you're more of a bialim, so you're a super eid. And Rashi says, no, biyodo doesn't enhance the A, Biado, deflates the Chazak. Let's take a look inside. Let's go straight. We'll see what we saw last time, and we will go on to see two additional pieces. Number one, how Tosis deals with Shechita. And number two, what Tosis' their own suggestion. If they don't like Rashi's source for Erechad, what's their source? Erechad. We'll see. Number one, just to read the Tosis slowly and carefully and understand what all the steps are, is a little confusing. And there are a number of important ha'aras along the way. So let's take a look. Eidachim is here inside, Rabbi Yitzhak. Nachmal inside, starting fresh. Please take a look inside. Eid Echad Nem Bisurin. Pirush HaKuntres of Tosfos. Pirush HaKuntres. Says Rashi says, Eid Echad Nem Bisurin. Shaharei, after all, Ha'emina Torah Kol Echad V'Yachad. The Torah believes each Jew individually, separately, individually. You are on your own. Independent of anyone else, Naaman, Alafarshus Truma, Shechita, V'nikur, Hagid, V'achir. So that's what Rashi had said. Adkan, Divrei Rashi. Says Tosfos, this we had seen last time, but let's read speed. V'ahayalo lahazkir, Alafarshus Truma, Shechita. Tosfos says, Rashi's first two examples don't belong. As Tosfos Rashi points out, we're not attacking necessarily Gid and Caleb, but we're saying the first two, Hafrashas Truma and Shechita, those don't belong. Why? No, Naaman, you are believing those cases, but it's not regular. I forgot this Chazik Yisur. It must be a different type of Naamanus, because there you're actually super Naaman, even though it's against the Cheskas Isser. Shechita, we know that it was Behemoth HaChayev, the Cheskas Isser Amedes. We know that while it was alive, it wasn't kosher. Hafrashas Truma, but we know the moment it came off the tree, or the moment that there was the Gemara Malacha, there was a moment when the shame tevel kicked in before you were matirit with the hafrasha. So it's bechezkas iser. So why are you neman? Bishum de biyado l'saknam. The answer is you're neman because of biyado. And again, here this is Tosis thinks that's a problem. Well, Rashi and the Rashba don't. Tosis thinks it's a problem because Tosis thinks eidecha biyado is different than regular eidecha. And that's Tosis. Oh, Rashi himself points this out. K'moshe pirush hakunchus b'samach. Rashi himself says it later on in Dibra Maslum, Hache is Hazak. The Hache Amva Isha Rabba says the Gemara, and as Rashi does, Tosis points to the 10th paragraph of Yevamos Peches Daven Aleph, where the Gemara says, well, we shouldn't have believed the guy on Shechita, we should not have believed the guy on Tevel, because it's Keneged Chazaka. On the other hand, he is believed L'maisa, why? Because although there's a Chazaka, and that's a problem, but there's the solution of biyado. Biyado adds to the strength of the situation. It says, and that, okay, so that's what we had seen. That's what we had focused on last time, those first couple of lines, and we dug into it. Why is this a problem? Why is Tosfos thinking it's a problem? As we said before, because Tosfos thinks Eid Echad, biyado is a different type of Neman, it's Eid Echad. So just because I have, the Torah tells me that Eid Echad, biyado is Neman, Shechita, Eid Echad, biyado is Neman, Afarshus Truma, Samarisus, that doesn't tell me anything, according to Tosis, about regular Eidecha, because Tosis thinks they're two different types of Eidus. As we said, Rashi disagrees, apparently. Rashi, like the Shiv Shmaitz's Marik, would say, no, there's only one type of Eirechad. And Biyado isn't elevating the Eirechad, Biyado is just eliminating the Chazakah and getting me back to square one. Where one says it's just a normal Safik without a Chazakah, because the Chazakah was eliminated by the Biyado. So Eirechad is Neman. So since Rashi thinks that Biyado just cancels the Itzchazik Isura, so it's back to being a regular Eirechad, Rashi thinks that you can bring proof from one to the other. That Shechita is just regular Eirechad. There was a Chazakah, Biyado cancels it, now it's back to being a Biyado is a Reyesa, that's the term. Resh, Yud, Ayin, Vav, Tav, Aleph. It's a weakness. It's a point against the Chazakah. According to Rashi, Biyado is a reyesa in the Chazaka, and therefore we're just back to regular Erechad. There was Erechad, but then there was a Chazaka. The Chazaka gets crossed out by the Biyado. So now we're back to regular Erechad, and that's why Rashi thinks that Shechita or Tevel are perfectly good sources for the general din of Erechad, because he thinks they're all the same thing. Okay. But now before Tosis goes on, we have two parts of Tosis left. The first thing the second part is going to be Tosis say, well, according to me that Shechita is not a good Raya, according to me that Eirechad Biyado is different than regular Eirechad, what is the source for classic Eirechad? That's the second leg of what remains in Tosis. The first leg, what's right in front of us, is before he's even done with this, he says, I mentioned that Shechita is Biyado. Let's even think about that. Is that true? Shechita is clear as it's Chazak Isura. If I tell you this meat is kosher, it underwent the proper Shechita. Well, we know that when the animal was alive, it was trafe. So clear as it's Chazak Isura. Tosis says, well, the answer is, how does it even work at all? Biyado, both Rashi and Tosis are saying that. Tosis says, by the way, how is it Biyado? It's a sidebar. How is it Biyado? Ushchita, let's read the next couple lines just to appreciate what Tosis is saying. Let's read it clearly, it's a little confusing. And then let's also think about some of the points that emerge. Ushchita. Here again, we're on the third line, the end of the third line, right after of Tosis, right after Yevamos Peches Amidav. Right after Yevamos Peches Amidav. Ushchita. Afal gav dehashta ein biyado l'sakno. He says, you might be wondering, as you listen to me talk, Shechita, as I understand, is Chazak Yisur, but the solution is, he's still naman because of Biyado? Is that true? Is it Biyado? You can take this meat and make it geshaften? That's pretty impressive. The animal's already dead. Because as well, Meikara Hayat Biyado Lushla. It's not Biyado now, but originally it was. In other words, when it was still alive, I could have interceded in Shechita. Tosfos says, how do you know? It must be that that's considered to be Biyado. Why? The imlokin on my mehemen. Otherwise, why indeed are you believed to say that this meat is Shechuta? Well, I came into this Chazak Yisura. After all, it is this Chazak Yisura. Now, I read the next line. Delomatzino b'shomak. We don't find anywhere. Sheid starech v'gadol. That you should require by a gadol. Echad omeid al gabo. One person standing al gabav on his back. What does that mean? What that means is the following. There's a notion of gadol omeid al gabav. Gimel ayin ayin gimel. Gadol omeid al gabav. Someone over bar mitzvah standing literally on his back. Standing over, overseeing. So that comes up in Gin, that comes up in Chulin, comes up in Gin by Ksivas Haget, right? A katan, right? A Jewish katan, right? Again, so the Gemara says, well, maybe it's kosher, but only if Gadol Omer al Gabbat. What does Gadol Omer al Gabbat help?
Whatever he said.
Oh, right. The Gadol, very good. So Shmuel, the Gadol Omer al Gabbat injects the Lashma. The katan is doing a valid Maisik Siva. Right? It might not work by a Nachri, right. Sofer. Oh, right. Very good. By Yisrael katan. So he's doing a valid Maisik Siva. Narvas, we're not convinced that he's doing Lashma. So if you have a Gadol Omer al Gabbat, you have a or someone over meant to remind him that right the shrine, right the shrine, the shame creases, the shame ha'ish, the shame ha'isha. So then that will ensure that you have the lashma. So what Tosfos is saying is we don't find that by that if the shochet is already a gadol, that you need echad, you know, change of language, echad omen al gaba.
And that's the only thing by katan. Why would you need echad ol ma'agava by a gadol if you needed two eidim? That's what Tosfos is saying. We don't find that you need to, that we don't find anywhere that there's an assumption that every shochet needs an additional aid. You don't need an added, I mean, the shochet is one aid, where's your other aid? We don't find that. As a matter of fact, Tosfos is saying subtly, the fact that by katan we demand to go to Omer al Gavav means that normally we don't. It's kemat beferish, right? That by katan maybe requires Gadol Omer al Gavav, but if Gadol does not require Gadol Acher, or just Echad, one other person, as Tosfos puts it, Omer al Gavav. To come back to Tosfos, the Lomatina Mishum Makom, we don't find anywhere in Shas, Sheyid Starech Begadol, that by a Gadol Ushachtin, that we should require Echad Omer al Gavav, they have someone else, another Gadol, overseeing. In other words, the fact that we require by Katar to Gadol Omer al Gavav means that normally we don't require two Eid. So don't tell me, as Tosfos is saying, it's not just Rashi. My solution can't be, oh, Rashi's wrong. In fact, there's no such thing as Eid Echad by Shechita. No, no. Tosfos says, I may disagree with Rashi whether Shechita is a good mocker for Eid Echad in general, but I do agree with Rashi, Rashi's psak, that there's no, that Eid Echad works by Shechita. How do I know? Because there's no, the fact that by Katan we talk about Gadol Omer al Gavav means that by Gadol there's clearly no requirement of Omer al Gavav, which means Beferish, the Stimas Hashas, the fact that Chazal never said it, the silence indicates that you do not require to aid it. And now do they bring a right from Stimas Hashas, Umaisin B'chol Yom. How do you read the next one? Umaisin B'chol Yom, it happens all the time. Literally, there are stories every day. The Mehemen, that he is believed. Who is believed? What's Tosfos saying?
The lone shochet.
Right, the lone shochet. This happens all the time. So it sounds so dramatic. Sounds like a short story, the lone shochet. By E. Henry. Okay. The Maisa B'chayom de Mehemen. It happens all the time. You have someone with shochet by himself. Afal gav de lo shayif. And then how do you understand the next line? Even when the concept, this is a concept that appears in Masechus Chulin, those who remember their first paragraph of Chulin a couple of years ago, Rov Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchenin. The Gemara has a principle, a Rov, a statistical statement, that most people who are involved in Shechita know what they're doing. We are zocheh to have a Mumchen, that's true, in our midst. So now let's just think about this. Most people in this room are not Mumchen. So is that a kasha on Chazal's rov? Absolutely not, because most people in this room aren't trying shechita. Right. We didn't say that exactly. Chazal didn't say most Jews are mumchim. We said rov mitzvah is shechita mumchim. Most Jews who get involved in shechita are mumchim. Most Jews who are not, in other words, the overwhelming majority of Jews who don't know what they're doing don't get involved. That's not a general statement, but by shechita it's true. Plenty of people get involved in things we don't know what they're doing. But by certain areas of life, you know that this is not something that you mess around with. If you don't know how to drive, generally most people who don't know what they're doing with the steering wheel don't get behind the wheel of a car. Generally, most people who don't know what to do with a shechita knife don't pick up a shechita knife and try shechting an animal. So therefore that means, the Gemara says, that if you come across an animal that appears to have been geshachten, and as far as you can tell, whatever observation you can do of the animal, of the evidence, it looks like it underwent what seems to be a kosher shechita. So then I can assume, most probably, whoever was a shochet knew what he was doing. Because most people who would leave an animal looking like this are qualified, capable, competent shochetim who do it right. And just a little bit, in case you've forgotten, from the Sechus Chulin a couple years ago, so Natan could remind us, that there are five hilchos shechita, and the five basic halachas Moshe Sinai of how a ma'aseh shechita is done. And here's the key point: not all of them are observable. Just like we had in the earlier Tosfos, some of the psulei get are not discernible, detectable from looking at a get. I cannot tell whether it's written l'shema. I cannot tell by looking at a get whether it was originally mechubar, whether it's mechusar ma'aseh. So too by a shechita, there are certain things I can tell. I can see where, if it looks like it was a relatively smooth cut, I can see where there's something jagged was used. I can see that the simanim were cut. Yeah. I can see it's in the right part of the neck. But one thing I cannot tell, the most is so drust, it might be hard to tell whether it was pressing or a slice. I also for sure cannot tell about shahir. If you pause too early in the shechita, when somebody tells you to pause later, shechiva me is baser. But certainly, if I pause before I cut enough the robe of the simanim, and then I resume again, that's not a kosher ma'aseh shechita. It's likely that you will not be able to tell, unless it's not like a discontinuity. You might be see like some jagged, but then it just stops for a moment with a knife in place and then continues. You're not going to be able to tell by later observation of the animal there was a shahir. So there are psulim that are detectable subsequently. There are psulim shechita, on the other hand, that are undetectable subsequently. Why am I stressing this? That there are different psulim shechita, some are detectable, some are not. Because that's relevant for understanding the next couple of words of Tosis. Tosis goes on, otherwise you're not sure what Tosis seems, it seems so random. Tosis said, Kigon shenechta kol harosh. Let's say the whole neck, the head was cut off. The ein beis hashchita nikar. And the makam hashchita is no longer nikar, no longer discernible, even observable at all. What is that phrase doing there? What's Tosis saying? Oh, Tosis is saying, you might tell me, no, the reason why we rely on the lone, the dramatic Lord Shochet, maybe it's not because of Eid Echad, maybe it's because we have a road, not because of the principle of Eid Echad, but because of a different principle in the world of the Torah says Vegas, named the principle of Rove. Because maybe the reason why we rely on the lone Shochet in town is because Rove is considering it's a Shrit and Mumchening. It's not an open 50-50 topic. I know it's 90-10. It's 95-5 that the Shechita was good. So that's what Tosis is saying. It's still pushing. That again, their initial point was, hey Taka, why isn't it considered to be biyado? But the animal is dead. And the answer was, it must be considered that the biyado even includes not just right now I could fix it, but even if there was a moment in the past when I can fix it, that's enough to be biyado. How do I know, says Tosis? Because we believe the guy in Shechita. Don't tell me you believe the guy in Shechita because of Rove to make Shechita. Okay, no, because how about a case of Nechtav Kol HaRosh Ein Bas Shechita Nikar? What does that case do for me? Where the whole head is chopped, was lopped off. Now, if the animal's already, what Tosis is saying is like this. Rove Matsuni Et Shechita Mumchenein is, as we said before, I look at the animal, and I can see, as far as I can tell, it looks like it was the proper Shechita. As far as I can tell, they didn't use a saw. They didn't use a gun. They didn't just lop off the head from the back. It looked, whatever is discernible, whatever is observable, as far as I can tell, the dinei shechita were followed. I just can't tell about shahia, maybe derasa, but it looks good. Now the Tosis is saying, you wouldn't say that I can go to ShopRite, I can go to Stop and Shop, I can go to Gristides and just buy a random package of beef because Rove Matsuni Et Shechita Mumchenein. Why not? What's the answer? Right! Rove Matsuni Et Shechita Mumchenein. Not Rove Matsuni Et Sel Killing Animals Mumchenein. Obviously, the vast majority of dead animals being sold for meat around the world are nevelos. It's just the Rove is only. Right, once I look and see, it looks like a taco was a Jewish Shechita. So then, a guy who was mocking everything else, Mistama, he's a real Shochet. So that's what Tosis is saying. You can't always rely on Rove Matsuni Et Shechita Mumchenein. Only when you rely on Rove Matsuni Et Shechita is when you see the animal. It hasn't been butchered yet. You see the neck. If you see if an animal just had a Shechita, I see the neck looks like it underwent the proper Shechita, so then I can assume that some of the other dina were followed also. But if you go to the supermarket and they just give you chuck roasts, they just give you a piece of meat, I don't see the base hashrita. That's what Tosis said. Let's say the whole head is already cut off. Even if you have like a whole animal, but just it's missing the neck, because the butcher already cut off the neck post-shrita. So I have no way of observing, I have no way of knowing that this is Matsuin Eitzel Shrita. Tosis point being, let's not lose the thread. Tosis point being, there are going to be cases when you're not relying on Rove Matsuni Et Shechita Mumchenein. So how do you believe the guy? The answer is, it must be, it's not Rove. If it's butchered, it's Eirecha. I believe it's Chazik Yisuro. Oh, it must be Biyado. I wise the Biyado. Here's a piece of meat. I can't check it now. It's a little too late. The answer is, Biyado Lemafreya is apparently good enough. And then Tosin pushes even further. He Tosin says, really? Are you sure that it's Biyado? But how do we rely on women? Frak Tosin. I rely on women. Umasha anu somchim. We rely on from the bottom of place. Masha anu somchim ha-nashim b'shchita. We rely on women in the area of shchita. What do you mean rely on women in the area of shchita? It doesn't mean that we rely on a shochetet. It means that we rely on a woman to tell us that this meat is kosher. She went shopping. You come home. Let's say you plan to go home tonight, and mom made supper, or grandma made supper, or your aunt made supper, or your stepmother made supper, or your sister, or your half-sister, whoever it is, made supper. So, how do you, or you go to a friend's house, and his aunt, his grandma, his mother made supper. So, how do you eat that? How do you eat that? What she could have said, it's biyada. She's telling you the meat is kosher. There's no rov mitzvah shechita mumchen heim. Hey, you're not. She's not taking you to the kitchen to see the animal hanging from a butcher's hook, presumably. Right. Nervous, you know, she made this fried chicken. Long gone. It's very far from Beis HaShechita Nicker. Right. So there's no rov mitzvah shechita mumchen heim. And says, oh, ein echad, ayis chazik yisur biyada. Really? She could have shechted. Your grandmother could have shechted this chicken? Yes. Wow. You got quite a grandma. Really? Your grandmother could have shechted? Says, what does Tyson say? But again, now you're also seeing, if you read Tyson carefully, what Tosis is really saying, Rabbi, this is reading between the lines. This was part of what was bothering them, the Rosh. Sorry, no pun intended. But this is part of what was bothering them initially. Is it's hard to say that it's biyado A because it's not biyado now, so you have to say it was biyado a while ago. Problem number two is saying biyado is there are some people who are not able to shech. Mela, if Natan is a qualified shochet, he tells you his meat is kosher, he didn't shech it, but he could have shech it. Okay, he can't shech it now, but he could have shech it yesterday when he was still alive. But let's say, and maybe the assumption was that many men at certain points in Jewish history, maybe most men knew how to shech, especially when many people lived closer to the land and farther from other or small Jewish communities. Okay, so maybe knowledge of shechita was widespread among men, not among women. So how do you believe it? But we believe women on kashrus also. So how does that work? So Tosfos says, whoa, if you tell me Stamazai Eid Echad works even Keneged Chazik Yisuro, no need for Biyado. And by the way, there are Rishonim who say that. Some of the Chachmei Sfarad say that. They did Eid Echad is Naman against his Chazik Yisuro, period. So then Gevaldik. But Tosfos, like the Rosh later on, say, no. Based on the Sugi Yivamis, you only Naman against his Chazik Yisuro if it's Biyado. Rashi says it also. So the question is, but it's not Biyado. It's not Biyado. It's not biyadid shech now. Oh, well, the mafreh is also good enough. And we explained last time why that might make sense. But yeah, but how about people who can't shech? How about women? Masha nosoch ma'anashim b'shchita. Afo pishen yodos hilcha shchita. The women haven't learned hilcha shchita. So says Tosfos, two answers. Kevin should be yadid l'mod l'shchot. She could learn if she wanted to. That's also called biyadah. She could have learn to shecht, and then actually shecht to the animal. So that's mamish, a two-step. Not just with my friend, they could have shechted yesterday while still alive. She could have learned to shecht and then shechted. Or another alternative option, lahaskir acherim shishchatu la. She could have, in the Hanami, she can shecht. And maybe say, well, she could have learned to shecht, that's a little bit tvait, that's a little bit remote. Okay, but she could have hired the shochet. And that happens all the time. I think I mentioned some of you during Seder.
And my mother told me she remembers growing up in Yerushalayim in the 40s. She remembers my grandmother, you know, you would go buy a live chicken, and then you pick the live chicken in the market that you liked, you thought it was tasty, and that looked tasty, and then you brought it to the shochet. And the shochet shechted it, your chicken. You already owned your chicken while it was alive, and the shochet shechted it, and then when you started to clean it at home, if you notice something looks like a treifus problem, then you took your chicken to the Rav, and he looked at the chicken and he figured out if it was a treif or not treif. And then you took it back home, you feathered it on your own, and you salted it on your own, everything. So Tosa said, the woman maybe cannot check on her own, that's fine, but she has a system to get it done. She'll hire a shochet, and my sin b'chayim. So that's what Tosa says. Let's just recap what happened, Tosis, and then two ha'aras about the Tosis. Recapping what happened, and then perhaps we'll even have time to see the end, or at least begin the end of Tosis. Whatever is left, we'll wrap up Rich and tomorrow. Let's recap what just happened. The Tosis, coming off of their machlokes with Rashi about is Shechita a valid makor or not, leaving that aside, Tosis says, but I do agree, Rashi and we, both agree, says Tosis, that Shechita is a case of Ischaz Yisura, and the Nemonis is because, but on the other hand, it's Biyado. Whether that's a valid right, not a valid right, they would have the Machlekes. But we all agree to that fact. Rashi and Tosis agree, Shechita, your Neman, Eidechanan, Yisurin, because of Biyado. So that's why we don't worry about this Ischaz Yisura. Fractosis, but it's not biado. Problem number one is not biado because it's already dead. Answer is, Lema Frey. The fact that it was biado, that's good enough. And then but how about someone who could not have shechted yesterday either, like women, and later post when they caught this, told us to speak more generally, men or women who don't know how to shecht. That's it. The person telling you the meat is kosher, man or woman, does not know Hilchos Shechita. So the answer is either biyado lulmon or biyado lahaskir achir. There are many ha'aras one can make in this Tosus, in this piece of Tosus. I would point out two. Number one, in proving, what Tosus also had said, I'll prove to you that it is based on Eirachanan Bisurin. And what was the proof? It's not just, how do I know that you talk our Nema? Tosa said a lot of ways out. Well, maybe it's because of Rome. No, it's not always Rome. Well, maybe Taka do need to aid him. Who says Eid Echad works? So Laura Tosa has two proofs that you don't need Shnei Eidim by Shechita. Don't tell me you need Shnei Eidim. No, you only need one Eidim. Therefore, we have to understand why it's Biyado. Again, just to draw it out, right? Nemanos al Shechita. So what Tosas and Rashi want to say is it is biyado, and that's why it works. But there were other ways, things you could have said. You could have said, well, what Tosas doesn't even raise, but again, yesh omrim, the eid echad, neman, neged chazal. I said, Rambam, the Rashba raised that elsewhere.
Okay, that Tosas doesn't even discuss. Maybe there's no rule that you need biyado against cheskeses.
Okay. What Tosus does raise is, well, maybe it's mishum rov, right? And they said, no. But on the other hand, ein beis hashchita nikar. Right? Rov would help, but case of ein beis hashchita nikar, it's not going to help. And then the other thing that Tosus said was, well, maybe ba'inan. Maybe you do need two people.
That's why it works, not because they echo biyado.
So what did Tosis respond? Maybe it's because you always have two edim. What was Tosis' ride that you don't? Two rides.
The katans?
Two rides. Right. Number one, stimas hashas. The Gemara never says that you need omid al gabav by a gado. And number two was Maisim Bechol Yom.
So that's important to point out. It's interesting. Tosus will do this from time to time. What type of raya is meisim b'chol yom? To tell me the implication of Shah, the fact that Shah talks about golem agalu by katan and I by gadol, so the implication, the mashmos, is yomim. Okay, that answer. The raya, ediyuk in the Gemara. What do you mean meisim b'chol yom? It happens all the time. And therefore, so Tosas, this is what some point out, Tosas will do this, you won't find as much in the Chachmei Sfarad. But you will find in the Sephardi Rishonim. You will find Ashkenazi Rishonim. Rabbi Dr. Karnefeld and others have written about this extensively. That Baya Tosvos saw their minhagim as almost like a separate marker. Like the fact that we do something that shows that's assumed to be correct. To the extent that that's like a separate. Just the same way you can have a steer between Gemaras, you can have a steer and Tosas between a Gemara and a Ma'aseh Mechol Yom, this is what we do, and we need to be miyashid that. There was an assumption that the Kehila Kedosha, if this has been our practice, presumably it's correct. That doesn't therefore mean we're just going to do it and forget about the Gemara. No, we have to figure out, we have to be miyashid. Every once in a while, Tosu will say, Taka, it is against the Gemara, we don't have the Teretz. But usually they'll treat at least initially as like, that's a separate mocker. Ma'aseh b'chol yom, the minig of the Kehila Kedosha is a makar. The makaros and shas obviously are makaros. And let's figure out, just like if you had a steer between Yevamos and Gittin, you would have to be miyashiv, if you could. Otherwise you'll say machleg sasugyas, but Tosas's first response to a steer between Gemaras is, let's see if we can be miyashiv, dialectic solution. So too, if there's a steer between sugyas and minig Ashkenaz, our initial reaction is, let's see if there's some way to miyasha the two. So that's what you're seeing in this Tosfos. That a raya, don't tell me you need shnei edim. Number one, mashmos shas, the stima sashas. In fact, the Gemara never says the omen al gaba by a gadol. That tells me you don't need two. And number two, the ma'isim b'chayom tells me you don't need two. Another, that's one ha'ara to say, but to make in this piece of the Tosfos in dealing with shechita. Another ha'ara is what Tosas's problem. How could it be biado? Number one, how can it be biado? Problem number one is it's no longer biado. Problem number two, how could it be biado? What was the second problem? It can't be biado because we rely on Hashem. We rely on Hashem. What could Tosas have said? Could have said, in the Chanami, we shouldn't rely on Hashem. As a matter of fact, Tosas is assuming, without even a second thought, totally nonchalantly, Tosas is assuming that Eidech Hanan Bisurin applies equally to men and women. Right? That's not even up. That's a given. And well, it gets even more interesting when Tosas, here we segue at least for a bit into the second segment of Tosas. The Tosas says, Sataka, now that I knocked out, or I believe that I knocked out Rashi's Makor from Shechita, they am Toma, I mean, Nolan, Deid Echanem Bisurin, second to last line. So, Taka, where does Deid Echanem Bisurin come from? The Tosas' answer was, we have a Gemara, Masachas Ksubas, Perak HaMadir, that learns from the language of the Chumash, in Chumash Vayikra, the Safra law, that is, I believe, in the end of Mitzorah, maybe. Beginning of Tazria, end of Mitzorah, probably end of Mitzorah, v'safra Allah le'atzma. So the Gemara there says that a woman is counting Shiv and Nekiyim in order to enable herself to go to Niklam and be Tahora. So the language of the Chumash wasn't just v'safra, she counts, but v'safra Allah, she counts for her. What do you mean, she counts for her? Obviously she's counting her. She's not counting someone else's Shiv and Nekiyim. Obviously she's counting her own Shiv and Nekiyim. So the word law seems unnecessary. So the Gemara says, that means she's doing it all by herself, and she's not menace. No one else is keeping track. She's keeping track of herself, and she's not menace to say. The Tosas says, that's the mocker. We'll get Tosas more discussion back and forth. It is a good mocker. It's not a good mocker. We'll get to that mitzvah tomorrow, the last two lines of Tosas. But what the first thing that strikes you, what Tosas does not raise that, they do raise problems with that. The problem they don't raise is a woman's kasha to be an Eid Echad. a woman's not kasha be one of two edim. Whenever you require two edim for mamam, for misa, for malchus, for davash be'erva, it needs to be two male edim, with no or almost no exceptions. How about edach and ambisun? Tosus is assuming in their makar, and not in their makar, but even comfortably assuming and nonchalantly assuming it beforehand, is that Eid Echad, men and women are equally a part of Eid Echad Neman B'Isurin. So that's fascinating, and perhaps speaks to that Eid Echad is not like half of Shnei Eidim. Eid Echad is like a different type of a thing. It's not, Shnei Eidim aren't just two Eid Echads, because the eligibility for Shnei Eidim and Eid Echad, according to Tosas, appear to be very different. And I'll close for now with this. Is there any other way to think about it? After all, Tosas is, what would be the grave, on the one hand, logically, I would have assumed, if I would have known nothing beforehand, if I just knew the din of Shnei Eidim, and then I told you, oh, there's a din of Eid Echad and Bisur. So what would you have assumed about the eligibility of a woman to be in Eid Echad Bisur? Knowing nothing else in the back, you probably would have said, but okay, you told me that for Mamun, for Misa, for Malkus, for Darush of Erba, I need two Eidim and they have to both be male, so presumably Eid Echad and Bisur. It's one, but eight is eight. Right, the default assumption would have been there's, you know, here it says eight and there it says eight. Default assumption would be it's all the same. Tosas is not assuming that way. Probably because what's the obvious argument in favor of assuming that Echad and Bisurin does include women? That Tosas himself said, Maisim Echol Yom. When Tosas said Mashanu Somchim Hanashim, he's not saying. One could. He says, we are. Our new song, it happens every day. Yeah. It happens all the time that men rely on women for kashrus. That happens all the time in countless households, Jewish households across the globe. So this is another example of Maisim B'chol Yom. They didn't use that language again, but Masha Anu Somchim, that which we rely al Hanashim, that's another way of saying Maisim B'chol Yom. Kila Kadosha. We do it. Apparently, it's okay. Oh. Is there any way out? So we'll talk about it tomorrow. There are perhaps Rishon who think that Eid Echad and Bisurin applied only to men, like Shnei Eidim. The question, of course, is how do you ever rely on a female relative for food? So the short answer is you can. Before you go home to eat lunch and supper, you can. Why? We'll deal with tomorrow.